Is momentum swinging back to Bernanke?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Despite recent opposition in the Senate, the White House says Ben Bernanke will return as Federal Reserve Chair. Bernanke's confirmation has seemed to blow in the political winds lately, and that may have contributed to stock market jitters. But yesterday, presidential adviser Valerie Jarrett told NBC's Meet the Press Bernanke has the votes.
President Obama checked in with the leadership over the weekend, and he heard from Senator Reid that there is a lot of support for Ben Bernanke. We are confident that the chairman will be confirmed.
Marketplace's Brett Neely tells us the Senate's doubts about Bernanke stem from public frustration with the economy.
Critics charge Bernanke hasn't done enough to fight unemployment and is too tied to the policies that helped cause the financial crisis. But UC San Diego economist James Hamilton says the senators are looking after themselves.
The politicians would like to run from the current situation and disassociate themselves from it as much as they can, and opposing Bernanke is one very symbolic way to do that.
Former Fed official Ted Truman says the senators may hope that their opposition will make Bernanke think twice about adopting unpopular policies, like raising interest rates. But he says good luck. The Fed values its independence.
Once he's there, he's going to behave as he's going to behave.
If the Senate doesn't vote on the nomination this week, Bernanke will have to step down. Fed Vice Chairman Donald Kahn would temporarily take his place. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. Last week's big Wall Street sell-off continues somewhat this morning. European stocks are down 0.5%. Asian stocks lost about that much today. Investors there are nervous about the health of Chinese banks and the Chinese boom. Last week's 4% drop in the Dow was that index's worst showing since the market bottomed out last March. Now the Dow stands at 10,172. Once a year, the alpine ski resort of Davos, Switzerland, fills with presidents, prime ministers, and celebrities, all there for the World Economic Forum's annual meeting. Wouldn't you think Wall Street's top bankers would be there, too? From London, Marketplace's Christopher Worth says that's a good question.
Last year, officials from top banks in the U.S. and Europe were conspicuously absent in Davos. They couldn't risk being seen living it up with Bono and Bill Clinton while cashing in on taxpayer-funded bailouts.
It's all people who are larger than life, swishing around being, you know, terribly important to one another. You come out of it, I'm told, feeling that you've been licked all over by the rich and famous.
Andrew Hilton is with the CSFI think tank. With Obama's newest proposals for changing the way banks do business, Hilton says they can't afford to miss the chance to rub shoulders with regulators and politicians.
Davos isn't just a big conference. Davos is 1,000 small meetings, most of which are informal, most of which never make it outside Davos, really.
Bankers will likely use those more casual run-ins to quietly press for regulations that are much lighter than those currently being called for. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
And Marketplace will be in Davos all this week covering that economic conference.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Progressive Insurance, with more than 30,000 local independent agents. Information available at progressive.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services.
If you are a longtime member of your local gym, patience, it's almost over. Most of those New Year's resolutionaries will probably drop away by February or so, and you'll be able to find a machine again. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports when this recession finally drops away, the gym industry should emerge in decent shape.
Back in May, gym owners saw a scary headline. Crunch Fitness, a national gym operator with 73,000 members, filed for bankruptcy. But George Van Horn says that was more of a red herring than a canary in a coal mine. He's a senior analyst with Ibis World, which recently released a report on the state of the gym industry.
There have been notable bankruptcies, but when we look at total revenues, when we look at total number of establishments in business, the industry is actually showing positive growth.
In fact, he says, the bankruptcies had more to do with debt loads and real estate costs than falling memberships. Crunch, for instance, signed expensive multi-year leases during the boom, so when memberships fell off slightly, the leases became too heavy to lift.
But you have seen new, smaller niche operators come in, and they certainly can take advantage of much smaller spaces at much more reasonable prices, so they have a lower overhead to have to meet every month.
One of those smaller operators is Ludlow Fitness on Manhattan's Lower East Side. Mason Goldberg started the gym 4 years ago. It's cheaper to join than the big guys, and Goldberg says that's helping him attract new members, even in a recession.
I'm growing, actually. I'm under construction for another location out in Chicago, so I think it's a good time for small business to leverage leases, and if you can manage to operate on, with affordable pricing, it seems to be the right formula.
It is for hairdresser Michelle Rutter. She says she's spending more time at the gym these days.
It's not always easy getting myself here, but once I'm here and I'm done, I feel so much better. Absolutely. It's a total stress reliever.
And that, says George Van Horn, is the trend we should focus on, an inclination towards healthy living that has only increased as the economy has suffered.
More people have placed their health club spending in a higher priority during the recession just because it not only is good for their mental health and physical health, but it's also in many cases a social outlet as well.
Even for the recently laid off. Mason Goldberg says he's got many customers who no longer work, but they still work out. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And finally, when the University of Tennessee's head football coach left the school after only one season to coach at USC, he told Tennessee fans he hoped they would understand. Now, a Knoxville, Tennessee attorney has filed paperwork to give that coach's name to a local wastewater treatment plant. The attorney says dedicating the Lane Kiffin Sewage Center would let the coach know that Tennessee fans do indeed understand. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.